This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An attacker fatally knifed several people in a Sydney mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre. Reese Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. U.S. President Joe Biden shortens a beach weekend to meet with his national security team amid Mideast tensions. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Soon after the White House announced the change of plans Saturday, the Pentagon reported Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had spoken with his Israeli counterpart to discuss urgent regional threats. Amid the Israel-Hamas war, tensions have escalated since a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria, killing 12 people, including senior Iranian generals. Israel is bracing for a possible Iranian attack, raising concerns about the U.S. being pulled into deeper regional conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A Chinese official meets North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang in the highest level talks in years. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Top-ranking Chinese official is reaffirming ties with North Korea, meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, comes amid North Korean test firing of missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the U.S. After the meeting, Chinese state media reports that Zhao told Kim China looks forward to developing ties, adding that Zhao made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula or the region. The meeting concludes a three-day-long state visit by China to North Korea, the first high level since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed nine people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province, which has long been the scene of a separatist insurgency. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took nine people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunmen had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop for their blockade, killing two people. Abductions are rare in Balochistan, where militants usually target security forces or infrastructure. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program days after upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The oldest living conjoined twins have died in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania at age 62. Obituaries posted by Leibensberger Funeral Homes of Hamburg say Lori and George Schappel died April 7th at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. They pursued separate interests during long lives that defied medical expectations. The twins were born in West Reading, Pennsylvania, and had distinct brains but were joined at the skull. They appeared over the years in documentaries and talk shows. George came out as transgender in 2007. Lori excelled at bowling, and George was a country singer. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.